Okay.
What is your
name? My name is Aphrodite Keratinos. I came to Palm Beaches in 1945.
And where were you born?
I was born in Greece in 1911.
Okay. And you were born in March 1911?
May 1911.
Okay.
I came to the United States in 1938. Mm-hmm. I married my husband. He was also Greek, from the same place where I come from. We have two children, mm-hmm. a daughter and a son. Mm-hmm. My son is a lawyer, mm-hmm. working in Washington. He is the general assistant manager of the National Labor Relations Board in Washington.
Oh my.
Yes. My daughter, he is married to a physician. Mm-hmm. They have one son, mm-hmm. who is going to college. Mm-hmm. He's 19 years old.
Now, where in Greece were you born?
I was born in the island of Karpathos, a small island between Rhodes and Crete.
Between Rhodes and Crete?
Yes.
Okay. And your husband was?
The same place. He was born in the same place.
Huh, but you met over here?
All knew the families for generations, mm-hmm. you know, but you know, we got married over here.
Why did you come to the United States?
It was just before the war.
Okay.
My father was here. My sister was living here with her husband, so I came to avoid the war.
So you came to avoid the war, they moved here for better
My
war.
Sister was here since 1930.
1930?
And I came here 1938.
Right.
So, this is... The reason we came to Florida was because my husband suffered with hay fever, mm-hmm. and asthma. And the doctor advised us to come to Florida from Daytona Beach down to the East Coast.
Oh.
And he never had the hay fever here, it never bothered him. Our daughter was about 3 years old. Our son was 2 years old when we came here.
Mm-hmm.
They went here for public schools. Anna went to Rosarian Academy, mm-hmm. at the Lanker, later, after fifth grade. And my son graduated from Palm Beach High.
Mm-hmm. Was there a Greek community?
Yes. We had Greek community here. We had Greeks living here. They were not, they had not formed a community.
Okay.
But I believe we had Greeks here since 1910.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. How are you led to believe that? Well, you know that from...
Well, I knew the men. One of them passed away 6 months ago.
Oh.
He was here since 1912.
Uh-huh.
And when he came here, he found some more Greeks in here. Of course, I did not know all of them. I came here in 1938.
Yeah.
I mean, in 1945, I came
You came here in 1945, but you came to Daytona,
yes.
in 1945?
No, no, no. I came to Indiana.
Okay.
To Indiana.
Where in Indiana?
It was Gary. That time,
you were in Gary?
Yeah, that time was a very nice town.
Yeah, yeah. I used to live in Queens.
Then you know, Gary was a beautiful town that time. Now it is a depressed area. And my sister and my brother-in-law had a photo studio there. My brother-in-law was a photographer there since 1920. He graduated from a college. Photo college somewhere in Wisconsin. He came to the United States 1915 or 1918, I don't know when.
During that time, were people coming to the United States from Greece,
yes.
to avoid war as well as better jobs?
And for better job, for a better living. Greeks started coming to the United States at the turn of this century. And by 1910, I guess quite a few came. There was no restrictions at this time. They could come. I know. I have friends scattered all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them progressed. right here where I live. I have a very nice Greek community. Most of the Greeks own their own home, their car, their business.
What kinds of businesses are running the Greek community?
Before, they used to be in restaurant business. Now you see them having gas stations,
yeah,
car repairs. We have quite a few professional people.
You had a hotel.
We bought a hotel. My husband had graduated business college in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
When he came in the United States, he was working as a movie operator for some time. But when we came to Florida, we bought a hotel.
What was the name of the hotel?
The Hotel Keswick.
It was C-A-S-W-I-C-K?
K. Keswick is a resort in England.
Oh.
And some English people owned the hotel before us.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave the hotel the name of their hometown where they came from.
Oh.
And this is the way you found it and this is the way you left it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe now it is called Ivernia Hotel.
Oh, the Hotel Ivernia. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
You know where it is.
Yes, I know where it is. And I know of it very well, as a matter of fact.
Well,
okay.
We sold the hotel about a month before my husband passed away.
Mm-hmm.
He was stricken with cancer. And we knew we had to sell. So I hope these people make good.
Mm-hmm.
We were there for 29 years.
You were there for 29 years?
Yes, I left from there to come here.
Now, you told me that when you came here in 1945, there were about 26 Greek...
26 Greek families. Here we became the 27th.
Okay. And was there any kind of community center?
Not at that time. After we came, they bought the community center in Broward Street, 2020 Broward Street.
Broward Street.
They still have the place.
Okay.
AHEPA, a Greek organization, was organized here. They had enough money to buy the center at that time. It was a Jewish synagogue. And the Jewish people were very nice. When they found out we wanted to have a church there, they gave it to us in a very reasonable price because they did not have very much money.
Mm-hmm.
No? And then, many years later, we repaid them back. A Jewish community, at that time I was a vice president in the church here. When a Jewish community approached us to rent them our center in St. Catherine's
mm-hmm.
Church.
Oh my, well.
Because they were building a synagogue and they needed a place and so mm-hmm. forth. And I told them right there, I guess I was the only one I knew about it.
Right.
And I told them that we ought to help these people. They helped us when we were in need. Now it is our time to help them out. And they did. They were very happy with them. You know, very nice, quiet, clean people going every Friday night there. And they cooperated any time we needed the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime like the Good Friday, for instance, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
They avoided coming in. It was a very nice deal then.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you first moved here, were people still engaging in a lot of traditional
songs? Yes, they still do.
Can you describe some of them to me?
Yes. Talking about Christmas, we have the same traditions like any other American.
Right.
In Easter, we have Easter with the American people every 4 years. We have to go according to the moon.
Huh.
Yes.
So your Easter is every 4 years?
We have Easter with the American community,
right,
with the Americans, every 4 years. But we have Easter every year, and at different
times
day. Yes,
moon.
Because of the moon.
Where
we still keep. Well, it has to be after the full moon, of the month of April, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So this is the way they're working. We still keep up with our Greek food. We have lunches and dinners together many times. We have the Greek dances. And it is a joy to see the young people dancing Greek better than the old Greeks who came from Greece and enjoy it.
Yeah. Are there any traditions, say, that you like to practice in the home? Any special traditions that you like?
Well, the Easter dinner, for instance, we always have the roast lamb. We have our own soup. It's differently made. We call it Magyritsa. Magyritsa.
How do you spell that?
M-A-G-I-R-I-C-H-A.
Magyritsa. And what kind of soup is that? An Easter soup?
Well, it is made from parts of lamb, prepared in a different way, with egg and lemon sauce. Very delicious. We have the stuffed lamb, roast lamb. The dyed eggs. Dyed eggs.
Are they eggs with designs on them?
No.
No, they're just plain?
No, just plain.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, we have the Easter bread, which is delicious.
What is Easter bread? I've never heard of it.
Easter bread is made with eggs and milk and butter and sugar, and it's a different special preparation.
Mm-hmm.
We make the bread and we decorate it with the red eggs, dyed eggs, bake, and we always have this on the table on Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Was anybody in your family a dancer, singer, or anything?
Nothing special.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing special. Greeks sing together most of the times and dance together and enjoy themselves together.
Mm-hmm.
But usually the old Greeks frown about allowing their children to go to the theater, and they frown, they don't like to see their children be entertainers, for instance.
Oh, really?
That's for the old Greeks, not today's Greeks.
You mean
for instance, my mother would not allow me to go and perform in a theater.
Really?
No.
But you...
Well, they thought it was somehow the people who were entertainers, they did not live a very good Christian life.
And what did your parents do?
My parents, well, they were the simple people,
mm-hmm.
peasants.
Mm-hmm. Were your parents farming?
No, not exactly, no. We had our own home and our own farm and little business and things of this type.
I guess what kind of business?
In Greece.
Did your father have?
Well, he was a builder. He could build homes. Not a contractor.
Right, but he was a carpenter.
Not a carpenter. He was a mason.
Oh,
okay. A mason.
Yeah,
the
words kind of hard to find.
Right? Well, yes, you know, we do use these words every day.
Yeah, right. Huh. And did you have brothers and sisters?
Only one sister.
Uh-huh.
My sister was a photographer. She learned the trade of photography,
right.
And she was helping her husband.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Those foods that you like to make at Easter, were they foods that you learned how to make from your mother?
Yes.
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 And did you pass them on to
your yes. Well, yes, you can find them in recipe books today.
Oh, yeah. But did you pass them on in particular?
Oh, yes. Of course.
Uh-huh. Okay.
My daughter lives in Greece.
Oh.
She got married to a Greek lawyer and she lives there. She has two beautiful children. She's coming here every June after school is over there, and she's going back in September. So we have two lovely grandchildren. They're bilinguals, very, very nice.
Well, that means you get to speak Greek with the
parents. Oh, they speak Greek and they speak English beautifully.
And what kinds of, do you find any differences in, say, the things that they're learning growing up, say, terms of traditions and what you learned growing up? Is there much of a difference?
Well, yes.
Yeah?
Yes. I am different from my parents and I expect my children to be different for me. Yes, but they're the same good, ethical, honest people, hardworking. Now, a little difference in life, for instance. My children have more money than I did when I was younger to spend, and they take their trips abroad while I had to wait a long time.
When was the last time you were in Greece?
Oh, I just came back from China.
You just came back from China?
I went to Greece in April. Mm-hmm. I took my daughter from there and we went to China, Bangkok, China, Hong Kong. Came back to Greece. From there I went to Bucharest. I came back home. I went to the island where I was born. I came back again. And from there I came just about 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
came back about 2 weeks ago.
Well, that's great that you're able, you know, now
that. Yes, for my age, I am proud of myself being able to do those things.
What about, say, kinds of games you played when you were growing up? Were there any particular ones that you might remember?
Games?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever had very much time for games.
Really?
If I were not going to school, I had to work. I know how to sew, I know how to paint. That's my work.
And how did you learn how to paint?
After my children went to college and I had some time for myself, I started painting. And that's it. I know how to sew, I know how to cook. You know, I always keep busy. I'm 76 years old now. I still run the business here. I take care of everything myself. So that's the way that I don't feel lonesome. I keep busy and I keep healthy in mind and in body. And, you know.
Are there any, say, you're active with St. Catharines now. Are there any particular people that you can think of who, I know Gus and Ted Athanaskis, and I'm trying to think of people who might have some traditional skills that they, you know, are particularly well known for. Can you think of anything you think?
Do you like to know from the old Greeks or from the younger Greeks?
The older Greeks.
There is not too many left.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Take Mrs. Dresi, for instance. She came here after me. Mm-hmm. She's much older, and she came here after me. No, I think I am one of the older ones to be here for so long time. I can give you any information. I know a couple of them, but they may have a little trouble in speaking.
Yeah. How has this community changed, gosh, since, you know, in the over 40 years?
Well, it is not only our community who changed.
Yeah.
The whole Florida changed.
Huh,
when we came here in 1945, it was only about 1,800,000. Now, in the whole Florida.
Yeah.
Now, it is as 10 to 11 million, I don't know how many. So it was the air condition and the pest control that helped Florida grow.
Mm-hmm.
Before we had no air condition and it was too many mosquitoes. Now they control both heat and mosquitoes. And this is the reason why people are coming to live in Florida. You can't find a better place to live.
How has the Greek community changed? Has it changed, you know, sort of in direct relation to that, or are there other changes that you can...
Not
in terms
much.
Of language or...
Language? Well,
like that.
We have many people who moved here from Canada. They came after the war. They came to Canada. And I guess being cold up there, they came now to warm climate because this is closer to the climate of Greece. They prosper. Most of them do not speak the language quite well, but they are all married. They have families, beautiful homes, good business. Their children are Americans, like mine. So time changes everything.
Do you think that there's more of a feeling amongst the kids now of being American versus, say, being Greek Americans?
I don't know. I see my son and my daughter came in here in 1945. They were 2 and 3 years old. Well, I don't think they know that they are of Greek origin. They are Americans. They have been to school here. Of course, I taught Greek school here.
Oh, you did?
Yes, when I first came in here, in order for my children to get together with the rest of the community, it was not very much of a community, but after we bought the Jewish synagogue and we had the Hepper Hall, I started teaching Greek. We had about 15 students, and free of charge. And this is how we got acquainted, and the community came together. After that, we started having a priest here, and we formed a community, and building a beautiful church we have now. So this is the way. We started slowly, but we still keep progressing. It's about 5-6 years now. They build a beautiful home, beautiful hall we have there. That there is none equal here in town.
What kinds of events go on at St. Catherine's?
We have dances, baptism, where they rent the hall out for different functions, and.
What kinds of things does the church hold for?
Yeah. Every Sunday, for instance, after the liturgy, we go back to the hall with coffee and cake, and we socialize together. And once a month, they have a lunch on there for all the people, for the Greek community, not... They have bingo. Once a week, that helps the community a whole lot. And I understand they serve them light food there in a reasonable price. And everybody seems to be very happy and contented. It's a nice, clean, air-conditioned place. They pass their time and enjoy it. They help us to run the community, cover up some of our expenses. It's tremendous expenses there. The mortgage to pay, and that this was built for the to serve the Greek community, and many times we rented out to other people.
Any of the traditional holidays celebrated there?
The 25th of March.
What's that?
This is the Greek Independence Day. Like we have the 4th of July here, is the Greek Independence Day. And of course they have dinners and Mother's Day and things of this type.
Do you feel that the community is pretty well, you know, assimilated into
the
American stream? Say any of the traditions have been lost?
No.
No.
Not yet. Eventually they may be. But as long as we have new Greeks coming, traditions are kept.
Do you find any traditions staying, have more staying power than others in this community?
It's mostly the religious tradition.
So Christmas?
Christmas, Easter.
Easter is the, sounds like the most
Easter.
Important.
And once a year, we give a beautiful festival here. Everybody knows about it.
What about Christmas? How's Christmas? Now, Christmas celebrated here, I know, with the tree and the gifts, but in St. Nicholas, but that's really about all I know. How's it celebrated in the Greek community?
The same way.
Same way with the St. Nicholas? And the sleigh and everything? When are presents open? The night before?
The night before.
Often, yeah.
On Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day?
On Christmas Day, yes. Not the night before. On Christmas Day, they open up.
Uh-huh. Is there a traditional meal that, symbolizes?
Not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
No, usually we have the Christmas bread again.
Is it the same thing as Easter?
No, this time is a little different. And we have the pastries and everything.
Like baklava.
There, yes.
Well, what's the bread made out of? Now, the Easter bread is eggs, butter, milk.
The same thing.
And the eggs on top.
The same thing with the Christmas, but in Christmas we put different spices and the sesame seed, which we do not use on Easter.
Okay, what kind of spices do you use in the bread? I've never heard of spice
bread. Well, we have the machlebi.
What's that?
M-A. H-L-E-P-I.
And some spice.
Have cinnamon.
Or is machlepi cinnamon?
Machlepi. No, machlepi is different. Cinnamon. And mastichi. M-A-S-T-I. H-I, and sesame seeds.
Oh, sesame, that's interesting. Sesame.
Yes.
It's really interesting to see in Hanukkah they have here the potato pancakes and the
lattes.
And
the people in every region that use whatever they have around them, what they produce. Well, we produce all these things. But for Hanukkah, they have the lamb too.
Passover.
Oh, this is for Passover.
And it's just the lamb shank.
But those things remain. Different things change. But I guess religion stays with us much longer than anything else.
I really enjoyed the festival, the dance, the happiness and dancing. What about musicians? I noticed that there were bouzouki players there. Are they all from West Palm Beach?
Some of them are from West Palm Beach. Some come from Tarpon Springs. We have a very great, big Greek community there. Some come from Fort Lauderdale or Miami, I don't know. But we have a couple here in West Palm Beach.
Do you know me by name?
I know one. I name Mike, but I don't know his second name.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to meet some people. I've got some names that I haven't followed up on yet.
What are the names?
Well, Ted Athanasios, Mike.
Ted Athanasakis is a younger man. He is born here. He will be able to give you probably enough information. He was the president of our community for a long time.
I thought he said he was born in Sparta.
Probably, but
he
probably came here as a very young boy.
And then Goss.
Gus Andrews?
No, Gus Kantaskadaskis.
I don't know him.
He lives in North Palm Beach.
Fondo Los Calates?
Yes. Sorry. I don't have the paper in front of me, I can't read it.
Yeah. I met him at the festival.
Yeah, with dancing. And that's really it right now. I'm trying to get a focus on more. But I just wanted to get an idea of what
if you could go to Mrs. Zapidis. Her daughter is the secretary of our church.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been talking with her and with Father John.
Yes, but her mother was
Zapidis.
Zapetis. Mm-hmm. I think she lives in Nottingham Boulevard. Nottingham Boulevard. I'll give you her phone number. I don't have the address, but I'll give you the phone number.